Mike Dolce Show, and we are back. Put my foot up your ass. No, that's not really true. I can't do that through the microphone, unfortunately, but if I could, just picture that right now. Boom! My foot, your tail, kicking you forward as we approach the end of the year. Guess what? Yesterday, Miss Brandy Dolce, that's at Brandy Dolce, and I went to Walmart yesterday, you know, for a typical married Saturday, getting plungers for the bathrooms. That's necessary. Putting in new shower heads, so I had to get thread tape. What else did we have to get? I forget. Looking at curtain rods. Very exciting things going on in the Dolce household. But anyway, we walk into Walmart, and it is It's October 25th, and guess what? You would think October 25th, we're expecting to see jack-o'-lanterns and witches and little black cats. Oh, no. We see fucking winter wonderland, Santa Claus, Christmas trees, all sorts of red and green, bright blinking lights, and Santa's Christmas village being set up already. Look out, America. Corporations are trying to get your money even earlier now. That's what this is about. Look out. They're selling Christmas to us already. The commercialization of Christmas. And Brandy is a sucker for that. She's like, whoa. Just like started touching and grabbing and picturing where I'm going to be hanging these big blinking Christmas bulbs. I said, baby. We still got to worry about Halloween. We just got the Halloween decorations. After Halloween comes Thanksgiving. Let's not skip Thanksgiving and go straight to Christmas. Let's take our time here. So Walmart, screw you. Your prices are very low, but how dare you try and trick us. All right, today, on today's show, this is a Sunday. And while Brandy's getting ready, we're going to go out. We're going to have a nice little breakfast at Honey Salt, our favorite brunch place in Las Vegas, in Summerlin. Our man, Chef Joe Zanello, the man, farm-to-table restaurant. Love it there. Anyway, we're going to go and fucking eat not our asses off. We're just going to go and eat good food. So, I'll make it easy. But today, I put out a post, and everybody, be aware. If you want to be on the Mike Dolce Show, well, we're going to start calling you. We've spoken about this before. Now we're going to start doing it. So I put out a little tweet today, a little Facebook message about 15 minutes ago. We got 170 people that want me to call them. I can't call everybody today, unfortunately, but I'm going to try and send personalized messages at least to everybody. And we're going to keep you in the database. So I want your phone number. I mean, you don't have to give it, but how am I going to call you? And we don't have a studio line here to give out yet. But I want to talk to you. I want to see what's going on with you. How can I help? If you have a success story, a challenge, what have you, I want to talk about it. So get ready, Mike Dolce Show listeners, and let's hear you talk to me about you. Hold on. All right, here we go. We're calling Joe Louis Lopez, who is a boxer who has used 3 weeks to shredded the Dolce diet to get in shape. Just won his fight last night. And let's hear what he has to say. Let's hope he answers. Love this. Love technology. Come on, Joey. Oh, buddy.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated
Joe.
Messaging system.
That's a fail.
5593523066 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
No. Joe, what's up, man? It's Mike Dolce calling. You gotta pick up your phone, bro. I love your story. I wanted to talk to you and hear what happened. We got the whole audience online listening. Hundreds of thousands of people are on the phone with you right now, and you're not even there to talk to us. God damn it. All right, man. I'm going to call you back, actually. I'm going to give you one last shot because I'm curious about your story. Oops, hung up. Let's try him again. What do you say? One more chance? Let's try it. This segment could be a total fail, everybody. Come on, Joe. Otherwise, we're moving on. We got a whole database. Sip some invincible coffee right here. I don't know, man. All right. Sorry, Joe. You're going to listen to the show, and you're going to be pissed. We're moving on. Done deal. Next caller is going to be Karima Shelouf. Karima is a chef. And no, I don't want to update Skype right now. This is a little more, see, Brandy's doing her thing right now. And I'm trying to produce the show, talk to you guys. I got my hands full. Now I'm calling Canada. A, I'm going to jack up my phone bill for the expense of good podcasting. Hopefully somebody answers here. This could just be, I could just be punking you guys today.
No. Oh my God. Oh. Your name just popped up on my phone.
Karima.
Hi. So nice to meet you. Are you guys cursing on today's show or is this a non-cursing show?
Well, if you want me not to curse, I won't curse.
No. I was just going to go like, holy shit,
fuck yeah, there we go. This is a cursing show.
Hi, thank you so much for calling. I was hoping I'd hear from you guys. Whoa,
and it's just me today. Brandy is getting ready. We're going out to brunch here in a little bit, but she says hello.
Hi, Brandy, later on. Hello.
She'll hear this when she's editing the show down the road. So I want to hear about you.
Oh, my goodness.
So, Karima Shelouf?
Yes,
how do we say your name?
Shelouf. I go by Karima, or most people just call me Kari for short.
Kari,
yeah.
Shelouf, nice to meet you. And you are a professional cook / baker?
Yes, I've been at it for a few years. I was raised in a family of people who have all worked in restaurants for a very, very long time. Just hospitality professionals. Some of us have worked in front of house, which for people who don't work in restaurants, that's like, you know, serving, hosting, taking care of the guests and everything, but the majority of us work in back of house. So we're cooks, we're bakers, I've done butchery, I've done all kinds of things. And it's a really amazing career that lets you grow in so many ways and pushes you to your limit all the time. But part of the reason why I wrote to you guys is because a lot of people who work in this industry, they let it get to them because it's mentally and physically draining, like every day. And emotionally as well. And so a lot of them have habits that are not great for them. And my brother, actually, he introduced me to your work, like to your podcast, episode 39, The Shocking Matter of Lunch, and it changed my life. I was feeling pretty low one day, and when I'm sad, I don't want to eat. Like, it's the last thing that I want to do. I had just gone through a breakup, and I was upset with myself because I felt like I let myself be taken for like less value than I was worth. And I was just feeling pretty crappy. And he's like, take care of yourself. You deserve it. Listen to this podcast. Just do it. And so I did. And it turned so many things around. And you've helped me and you've helped my family so much be healthy and strong and just feeling awesome. And I love it. And I'm so grateful for you guys and everything that you do for people just like us.
Oh, that is so awesome. And that's exactly why we do what we do. It's to get out there and try and help people just like you. That's awesome. So what techniques did you use specifically that helped you start moving forward mentally, physically, emotionally, nutritionally? Give us a little bit of some of the tips and action steps so now your story can help inspire somebody that might be listening right now.
Oh, absolutely. All right. So part of why I love being in the kitchen all the time is because there's always work to do. There's always people to be around. Like that buzzing energy of being around other people is what gets me going. And I'm one of those people who just, when I'm alone too much, I'm like, ugh, just alone with my thoughts. And that happens to a lot of cooks. Like when we're alone and we've like decompressed after work, we're like, all right, I'm tired. What do I do? And you're just flooded by all these other sensations. And it's hilarious because, like, you go from being on all the time to being off, and you don't really know what to do with yourself. But what's great about my brother, the reason why he's like my hero and the reason why you are also my hero is because you guys give people the kick in the pants. Your foot, people's asses, you know, you get them going. And you tell them, like, they deserve to have a good life. They deserve to feel good and do all these excellent things and share their gifts with other people. And so, you know, standing still is really hard for cooks. So many of us have things like attention deficit disorder or depression or post-traumatic stress disorder. If, like, people happen to know a lot of chefs will notice that these things are actually more common than in, like, regular population, which is really unfortunate. And so I think that it's even more important to take good care of yourself, like read books, go exercise, eat healthy foods, power up, like give yourself what you need so that you can have a good life in and out of the kitchen. My brother's like the king of meal planning and getting ahead on things. And so he'll come to work with like tiny Tupperware containers with like a handful of nuts or a handful of dried fruit or something. So like as busy as you are and you don't have time to eat properly and there's like unhealthy food everywhere, you know, he's like, bam, I take 60 seconds, just eat this and go. And he's running. Like he's amazing what he does. It's just really cool. I think it's really important for chefs and other people in any stressful jobs to like think ahead. It is all about the shocking matter of lunch. Like that is your entire life. Like your series of small daily choices and actions creating like the larger picture. Like you get a painting through a bajillion tiny brush strokes and you don't get a great picture unless you're doing every like little addition to it with thought and with intention, right?
Exactly.
And so it's just making that choice every day and every time to do something that you know you're going to thank yourself for later, whether it's like you're going to go kill an hour like reading a book or watching a show or something. Get some sweet potatoes roasting in the oven. Like I saw you posted the other day, like how to get those done. Or batch cook a whole bunch of like oatmeal ahead of time. So you can just get your breakfast bowl going in the morning and go. Or have lemon water kicking around all the time or have it a glass waiting for you the second you wake up because you don't know how your day is going to go. But if you prepare ahead, it makes it so much easier to roll with the punches.
That's it. And I don't know if you listened to the most recent show. I had Mr. Olympia Flex Lewis on.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear that one yet?
Yes.
And he said exactly what you're saying, where he's a busy guy. He's got to travel the world. 200 or so, I forget how many days a year he's on the road, but bodybuilders more so than anybody else, they have to eat very specific meals at very specific times. And he's not in his kitchen half the year. Mm-hmm. How do you do it? How do you plan? He said, fail to prepare, prepare to fail. And that's the motto of what he does. So everything he does, and I spoke with Flex quite a bit offline also, he's so meticulous in his planning, his preparation. He leaves nothing to chance. He expects every single day to be a mess. He expects not one of his days to go as planned. So he plans for the chaos theory. He plans for chaos. So he has everything he needs. And then he's always ahead of the game, which obviously allows him to reign supreme for the last 4 years now as an undefeated bodybuilder, three-time Mr. Olympia. And you're supporting what he says, doing exactly what he's doing, which is the true path, the true key to success. Now, what's your brother's name?
My brother's name is Tarek, and he's just a boss. Like, he has me always thinking ahead because, like, cooks and chefs, I look up to them, the ones who, like, take their work really seriously and really want to make amazing food that makes people happy and makes them feel good. Because in order to have that level of dedication and intensity and professionalism, you have to be prepared to, like, get kicked in the teeth all day, every day, and give up a lot of things like having a normal life or getting to see the people that you love regularly and things like that to do the work that you do. And you have to anticipate it is going to be a shit show every day. And so, you know, with your tips and my brother's advice and things, I'm taking like fruit and like almond butter and chia seeds and like nuts and things like that with me to work every day because I'm like, I need 30 seconds out in the hall. And my boss is like, cool. And I just run away and come back. I'm like, I'm good. Everything's great.
That's awesome. You know, I had a guy bump up to me in the gym, and if he's listening or not, I hope that he is. He bumps up to me. He's like, you know, I just get done. It was like a leg workout, so I'm crushed, just trying to drag myself out of the gym. And he's like, hey, Mike, can I ask you a question? And I'm like, oh, fuck. Yes, I always stop to answer questions. Even, I mean, crushed, hard, heavy. It was like 405 pounds for all these sets and all this shit. Sorry. Can I ask you a question? I said, absolutely. How can I help? I said, I've had, you know, blown out my knee 16 times.
Wow.
How do I lose weight? I said, wow, 16 times. What type of surgery have you had to correct that? And then he kind of starts stuttering and stammering, says, well, I haven't had surgery. And, well, you know, I didn't blow it out. I just dislocated it. And the story changes just a little bit, which is common. He's got an injury. I understand that. But how can I lose weight? And I, you know, and then he says, well, he says, I can't afford to pay you, but – what should I eat and how should I lose weight? It's like, well, you don't have to pay me, bro. I mean, free podcast online. We got 100 plus hours here, so you can listen to that easy stuff. You can go online. We have
it's all
sorts.
Gold.
thank you. And we pump out free content, so it's not about getting paid. I mean, I'd rather not have to have the conversation at the end of my personal time in the middle of a workout. But okay, I said, well, you need to eat real food. The basic Dolce diet principles, what I talk about on here all the time. You need to eat real food. You need to eat every 2 to 4 hours. You need to eat till you're satisfied, not till you're full, and you need to do it every single day. And he's like, well, he laughs. He's like, well, what's your definition of real food? I'm like, oh, goddamn. Earth-grown nutrients. I just go into like every episode of the Dolce diet and go through. He's like, well, I can't eat every 2 to 4 hours. You know, I'm a working guy. You know, I work in an office situation. I said, well, tell your boss that you have a health issue, a blood sugar issue, that you need to take 5 minutes every couple hours and you need to slam down some sort of nutrition. And he smirks and he said, well, I am the boss.
Ooh.
And well, if you're
the priority, if he's taking care of other people, he has to take care of himself.
Exactly. And if he's the boss, he can go fucking shut the door, eat, you know, just slam down a smoothie, eat a little trail mix like your brother does, who's cooking on the line, busting his ass. That's a lot harder because I used to work in kitchens also. There's no downtime. There's no break. Everything you have to do is constant multitasking. What this was about, this was a young man. Actually, he was a little older. This was a man that was so comfortable with his objections, he didn't want to move forward. He wants to lose weight, but he doesn't want to activate the necessary steps like you have, Carrie, of changing his life. He just wants to talk about it.
You have to want it bad enough. And I've heard this from other people before. Like, if you really want something or if something's really supposed to happen, you will fucking fight for it. You will go and make it happen. But if you didn't really want it that bad, you'll kind of make some excuses. Because if you decide, like, it is up to you to make this change, you are unstoppable.
That's awesome. I love it. I love it. I love your energy. So where do you work? I mean, is there anywhere you want to shout out, anything you want to give props to right now?
Absolutely. Oh, my goodness. So I'm in Canada. I live in a city called Vancouver. It's pretty awesome, and there's a lot of health-oriented people here.
Love Vancouver.
I work at a restaurant in Carisdale, this nice area of town, and it's called Bufala. And it's like buffalo in Italian, and it's this beautiful Neapolitan-style pizzeria. I know, like, you know, you can't eat pizza every day, but if you want to have yourself like an earned meal, it is a lovely place to go. We make all of our food from scratch, and that's like our doughs, our sauces. We cure and brine and thing all of our own meats, and we smoke and roast all kinds of things as well. And we take a lot of pride in that. And so if people want to have a treat but have themselves some real food, like, this is where I love to go and take friends and family here because I want to treat them nicely.
That's awesome. And what's your specialty? Your personal specialty.
My personal specialty. I actually, when I decided to start cooking, I was working in fashion and I was just like, oh man, I can't handle this anymore. I was working in like this really cool retail store that has tons of services. Like, it was very charitable and it's like outfitting women and wardrobing them and things like that. And like giving them makeovers and things too. And it was like very community and charity oriented, but it was really getting me down because every day I'd be hearing women hating on their bodies. And you can only be around that for so long, hearing people complain about things that they refuse to change before you're like, I can't be around it anymore. And so I thought making food would be the change that I really wanted to do and share with people because I knew that, like, the food scene in Vancouver maybe 5, 10 years ago wasn't as happening as it is now. And I thought, I can make a lot of good happen for a lot of people. And sort of like veganism and celiac disease and all these other things are becoming more widely known. And I had all these friends and clients who were getting diagnosed with like actual allergies and food intolerances and not knowing how to eat or how to feed themselves. So I really got into things like alternative baking and putting superfoods in desserts or giving people ideas for like dishes for cooking for people whose lifestyles they're not familiar with that were more like health oriented as well. And so that's what I like to do. I love cooking things like healthy breakfast, especially at home. Healthy breakfasts and healthy desserts. They're really fun.
I love it.
Makes people feel good.
That's right. That's right. Breakfast is my favorite meal of the day. And so
I was about to go up to Whole Foods and pick up some Ezekiel bread to make East Coast breakfast toast.
Hell yeah. How do you make yours? Give everyone listening a little tip. How does Karima Shalou make her East Coast breakfast toast?
Oh my God. I get the bread. You got to make sure it's room temperature because at Whole Foods it's like frozen so that it doesn't go bad because all the sprouted grains and stuff.
That is a pro tip right there. Very good.
I like to put a tiny pinch of salt in the egg. And I don't add any additional liquid to the eggs. I just like to whip them up and let the bread soak it in and use it in the coconut oil. And you kind of let it cook on lowish heat, but then you crank it up at the last minute per side so that you get that nice crispy caramelization of the egg.
Yeah.
You like to put some Greek yogurt on top, some pomegranate seeds, some blueberries. Oh, man. Put some cinnamon on that and like some raw honey. It's really, really good.
I love it. That's awesome. I'm going to try that recipe tomorrow, actually.
Nice.
That
I will
is...
send you a food photo. I saw you guys were taking food photos for the next cookbook. I love that.
Would you want to contribute?
Oh, hell yeah.
Please do. So you can send you can contact us directly. Go to which was the best one to do it. I think right now go to mydiet@thedolcediet.com. That's the best way to communicate directly, and we'll get that. We'll contact you. Then I'll contact you personally from my private email, and we'll talk a little bit more about it. We would love to have your photos, your recipes in the book, and then we'll make you famous in there too.
Thank you so much. Like, you guys are always motivating me. Like, when I'm just tired and don't want to go to the gym, or I'm like, I don't have the energy to cook. Like, I hear Coach Mike and my brother Tarek voices in my head going, you can do this. Don't make us kick you in the butt. And
I will.
Right.
Look
right.
out.
I want this bad enough. Make it happen.
I will fly up to Vancouver and go to, how do we say the name of your restaurant?
Buffalo.
Buffalo. Like buffalo. Buffalo. And I'll walk in a Buffalo. Put my foot in your tail, and then I'm going to order a pizza.
Right? I would totally love it because my family would love to meet you.
Absolutely. You know, I think I'm going to be making my way up there sometime late winter, early spring next year.
Oh,
so I'll
totally
definitely. And I'm sure we're going to start staying in touch now, actually, as a result of this. And I'll come up there and check you out. Absolutely. Karima, thank you so much for jumping online and talking and sharing your story. Everybody, you can check her out on Facebook. Karima Shalou. How do we spell your name?
First name or last name or both?
Both. Let's spell it all.
Sounds good. Karima, and my last name is Shellouf. And you'll know it's me because a little picture of me in like a chef's apron.
I see. So in the beginning of the interview, I didn't see that. It was just your name that popped up with the number in your story. But now I went online and I saw all your photos. And I've requested
you. I'm constantly posting food photos of stuff that I make. It's hilarious.
I love it. And hopefully you approve me as a friend or I'm going to feel very rejected.
I will. I promise.
Awesome.
Better add my brother or he's going to feel rejected.
yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'll link to him after you link to me.
Awesome.
Cool.
I'll pass it along.
Karima, thank
you so much.
Absolutely. You're awesome. Love your energy. And I think we're going to have you back on the show quite often.
Oh, my God. Great.
Heck yeah.
I look forward to it. Thank you kindly.
Absolutely. Keep doing what you're doing, Karima. Love you.
You too. Thank you.
Bye.
Love to your family. And congratulations. You guys are going to be awesome parents.
I can't wait. Terrified, but it's going to be cool.
It's going to be the best.
Awesome. Thanks, Karima.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye. All right. There we go. Karima Shalou from Vancouver, eh? I think that was a success finally. Joe started off a little slow, but I think Karima really picked it up. And, you know, I love to hear those stories. I love to hear stories from people like her that are down in the dumps. They are stuck. They've hit a plateau in some way, shape, or form in life, and it doesn't have to be in the gym. It doesn't have to be on the scale. Most of our plateaus are in our head. There's something holding us back. Usually there's an emotional issue that is holding us back from everything else. And how do we get past those issues? Well, sometimes we just have to look for inspiration. Sometimes we need somebody to throw us that lifeline. And sometimes that lifeline comes from unrecognized sources, unthought of sources. If you look to the people closest to you, sometimes they're too close. Sometimes it's hard to accept that lifeline. You need a little nudge. And that's what we're trying to do here, especially through this show. This show, guys, has become much more of an inspiration and a motivational tool. Sure, we like to talk about the nitty-gritty of losing weight and getting buff and all that fun stuff. But I think you can tell by now, and that's my style, it's to motivate people. You want to, you know, you want to worry about counting macros and doing all that stuff. That's fucking boring. That's not sustainable. Most people don't follow that stuff for more than a few weeks, couple months at most, if there's some sort of competitor. And usually they bounce and yo-yo. And that doesn't give them the tools that they need to really be successful in life. And what we try and do is we try and give you the tools. We try and empower you to make those decisions and use the principles. Use these unifying principles in life that you can apply everywhere. And that's something that's very important. You can apply these principles everywhere, and then you can go anywhere. You can do anything. You are fully equipped to handle every situation in life. Whether you have the cranky spouse at home, whether you have the dickhead boss busting your balls, whether you can't pick up that PR in the gym, whether your scale isn't moving quite the way you want it to, whether you don't quite fit into that little skimpy dress that you have to fit into within the next 2 weeks. All that stuff, we can actually help you. We can help you grind through in school last semester, keep your mind focused, keep your body tight, keep on moving forward, get that 4.0 GPA so you can walk off and be a multimillionaire and hopefully hire us. That would be very cool. So now let's see if we have time for another question. Who do we have here? Do I go back to Joe? I'm going to give him one more shot because I'm actually interested. I'm going to give Joe one more shot. If he doesn't answer, then Joe, buddy, I'm going to give you the wrong advices next time you need help with a weight cut. And that's going to be detrimental. I actually wouldn't do that. I'm just trying to vamp here as we call Joe. One more time. Joe, let's see it. Here we go. Taking odds right now. What's the over-under on Joe picking up? I don't know. That's one ring. That's two rings. It's not good. It's not looking good. Number three. Did he get stage fright? Is that possible? Four rings. We're going to voicemail. Let's see it. Excuse me. Five. Joe. He's tough.
Your call.
Boom. That pisses me off. God damn it. I was really interested to hear his story. But anyway. Joe. Why would you contact us? Send me your phone number. Tell me you won your fight last night using the Dolce Diet principles to make weight. And then not answer the phone when I say we're going to call. I sent Joe a message saying we're going to call. I hope you're okay. I hope you didn't get – maybe you're on your cell phone and you got pulled over by the cops, by the popo, by the man. And that's not good. Who else we got? We got Michael Emilio Kushner, who's – you should call me because I'm a CPT and I preach the Dolce Diet principles. I find your 3 weeks of shredded to be a great tool for weight cutting, and you help me become the healthiest I have ever been. All right, we're going to give Michael a call. Certified personal trainer, helping people change their lives. He's changing his own life. Let's see if he's got anything here. Let's see if he can top Carrie's motivation enthusiasm. Oh boy, the magic of Skype. We're still working on that video software. We have it. Need to tweak it. I'm a meathead, and I got these caveman hands. Son of a bitch. This is why I need Brandy to be here, because this show is just going downhill, guys. Downhill quickly. These people are setting me up. That's what it actually feels like. Don't be too bored out there in podcast land. Greg Yellen. Are you gelling, Greg Yellen? On my way to the farmer's market to go shopping for my first week Up 3 weeks to shred it. Any words of advice? Yeah. 732. That's a New Jersey phone number. That's my old stomping grounds. Let's see if Mr. Greg Yellen is available. Otherwise, I don't know. I think I'm going to have to start. Who should I call? Maybe I'm going to start pranking some fighters. That actually would be a good show. That would actually be a very interesting show. All right. Greg Yellen.
Hello?
Greg Yellen.
What's up, Dolce?
What's up, my man? How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Are you gelling, Craig Yellen?
I am, my man. How are you?
I'm doing great, bro. It's good to hear your voice. And you're in Jersey.
Yeah, I am.
Whereabouts?
I live in Highland Park.
All right.
Right next to Rutgers University.
Awesome. You know I'm from Belmar.
Yep.
Very cool. And you're on your way to the farmer's market right now?
Yeah, getting some produce, starting 3 weeks to shred it tomorrow morning.
Hell yeah. You have the 3 weeks to shred it revised?
Yep.
Which program? Are you going to do the old version or the new version?
I'm going to do the new version.
You're going to love it, man. There's so much food. You're going to be shocked at how much weight you lose by being so full all the time.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Nice. So, give me your stats right now. Have you been losing weight? Have you been training? Have you been following any of our other principles?
I did UFC Fit about a year ago. And between that and some other programs, I ended up losing 80 pounds.
Boom! Holy shit, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah, and now I'm just trying to put on some more muscle, you know, get those abs to pop.
Nice. What are you weighing right now?
I'm weighing about 170.
Oh, all right. So you lost 80 pounds, you were 250?
Yep.
That's a fucking huge lifestyle difference.
Yeah, absolutely.
How has your life changed in losing those 80 pounds?
I'm able to have more energy now. I'm able to, you know, not be out of breath from walking up a flight of stairs. I can buy some more stylish clothing at the store.
Yep. How have members of the opposite sex begun treating you?
I have a girlfriend now. We've been dating just about right when I started losing some of the weight. So I don't know if it coincided or not, but it definitely can't hurt.
You know, I'm going to say yes, and without knowing you. And why I say this is once you start making that lifestyle change, you become in control, you become empowered, you start gaining this level of confidence. Even if you're not projecting it, it becomes very obvious to those around you that you've set a goal for yourself. You're working towards that goal. And I'm looking at your Facebook page right now. You're a handsome man anyway. So I'm sure at 250, 280, you'd be pulling tail. But at 170, look out, ladies.
Definitely. Thank you very much.
And now you're going to be on 3 weeks to shred it. Shit's about to get crazy.
Yeah, absolutely.
So with that, what are your – you have any questions, anything that I can help you as you get ready for this?
I guess, you know, it says train two times a day for most of it. So what kind of training would you suggest for someone that also works a regular full-time job?
What time do you go to work?
Typically between 9 and 10 in the morning.
And how far do you live from your job?
About a mile and a half.
Oh, so it's perfect.
Yeah.
What do you do for what do you do at work?
I work, actually work at Rutgers University with, in the student life department.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Do you drive to work? Do you walk to work?
I typically try and walk to work unless I have a meeting and I'm not able to like get out of the shower and get there and get, you know, to my meeting on time. But I try to walk to work as much as I can until it starts, you know, snowing 5 feet.
Okay. That's perfect. I love that. Great way to get up and get moving. So the first thing in the morning, what I would recommend in a fasted state, mildly fasted state, you might want to wake up, have a little maybe shot of a whey protein isolate, grass-fed whey protein isolate, which we do talk about in 3 weeks to shredded, and have a little Invincible coffee. And if you know what the Invincible coffee recipe is, it's what I've been talking about quite a bit lately. It is I use the Caveman Coffee Company White Gold. This is what I'm drinking right now. The Caveman Coffee Company White Gold mixed with 2 tablespoons of MCT oil, 1 tablespoon of grass-fed butter. I throw it in a blender for 5 to 10 seconds, mix that stuff up, and I sip on that. Amazing cognitive boost. Energy just shoots through the roof. And it starts, you know, it increases the thermogenic effect. And then I'll go out, and I did my hour of cardio this morning on that exact blend, and I just walked on the treadmill. Now, if you don't have a treadmill in front of you, no problem. You can walk out your front door. You can do just mild calisthenics in your house, which is just bouncing on your feet, light jumping jacks, pretend you're jumping rope. Do 5 bodyweight squats. Do 5 push-ups. Do, you know, 5 V-ups. Just keep your body moving anywhere between 20 to 40, 45 minutes, and be creative with it. And you only have to do that 3-4 days a week every other day. I like to wake up and do it every day. It clears my mind. That's an amazing way to really boost your metabolism. And as soon as you're done with that, boom, you hit your breakfast bowl, as it talks about, 3 weeks of shredded. Go through your day, get your next workout as normal. That right there is going to be your most immediate path to success. And a lot of people talk about fasted cardio, you know, because they're really pushing this much higher intensity, like high intensity interval training. That works to a degree, but it doesn't work for anybody or for everybody. And it's difficult to do on the daily basis. Steady state cardio in a fasted or semi-fasted state is an excellent way to not just get your body moving, but it's get your mind engaged. And then you can have your higher, harder intensity training later on in the day. And the big thing is, man, is just even if you don't exercise at all, don't do one stitch of exercise, you follow the meal plan as it's scripted, and you just take out the post-workout meals, you're going to fucking kill it. And we have a lot of people already that are doing that right now.
Very cool. Thank you.
Absolutely. Now, do you have a budgetary issue? Because are you in college right now, or you just get out of college?
No, I'm out of college. I work.
Okay. Beautiful. So, you know, the best that you can, obviously, you want all your meals to be, all your food to be wild caught. You want it to be organic. You really want to clean out the processing, the chemicals, all the garbage, preservatives, artificial sweeteners. You want to get that out of your life, out of your body, not just for 3 weeks to shredded, but forever. And obviously, if you follow me, you know that that's what we talk about here.
Definitely.
Cool. Michael, or sorry, not Michael. Hold on. Don't say it. Don't say it. Greg Yellen. I got this whole database in front of me. I appreciate you calling, getting in touch, and I want to hear an update. So if you want to get back in touch with me about a week from now, tell me how you're doing so far. If you want to keep stats, I'd love to get you back on the show at the end of the 3 weeks and talk about how your process was.
Absolutely. That'd be awesome.
And I just sent you a friend request on Facebook. So if you need anything from me, bro, just hit me up, and you know I'm here for you guys. I'll answer your question.
All right. Thank you so much, man. You keep up the good work.
Brother, you too, man. Proud of you.
All right. Take care.
Okay. Later.
Bye-bye.
All right. There we go. Mr. Greg Yellen. I like that. That was a good call. I think next time he'll be a little more engaging on the phone. Not that he wasn't, but I want more motivation. He's just getting started. But next time, I think he's going to be bouncing through the walls. Now, Michael K just got back in touch apologizing that he didn't answer the first time, and we're going to try him again right now, and I think that's going to be our time for the day. And so Michael is actually a fitness professional. He uses this with himself and with his clients, and I want to hear a little bit more about how that process is going. Here we go. All right.
Hello.
Michael.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Fantastic, my friend. Just got back from Whole Foods.
My man. Everybody's doing their grocery shopping today.
That sure is right, man. Sunday's the day to do it.
That's the truth. And do you do meal prep after you do your food purchasing?
Yes, sir. I'm going to cook all my chicken right now. I'll make some power pasta sauce. And I'm drinking my caveman coffee.
Hell yeah. Which one are you drinking, the white gold or the black diamond?
White gold. I love the white gold.
I love the white gold. I'm drinking mine too, brother. Cheers.
Cheers to you, Mike.
Very cool. Very cool. So fill me in a little bit. I loved your story, and I want to hear a little bit more about what you're doing. So you're a certified personal trainer, correct?
Yes, sir. And I was inspired by you. That's what caused the catalyst of change.
Man, that's awesome. How long has this been going on now?
Since February of last year, so almost a full year now. And I work with MMA fighters now, boxers, just general population people now, so continuing to learn, you know.
That's it.
Listen to podcasts every time I do, you know, I listen to podcasts every day whenever you put one out.
Awesome.
Learn more information.
Did you listen to the most recent two, Flex Lewis and Rob Wolf were on?
the Rob Wolf one I just listened to, the Flex Lewis one. We were just talking about that at work.
Awesome.
That's the next one I'm going to listen to.
Awesome. Had a good time. What a great dude Flex is, man. And Rob also. I mean, it's real cool for me because I'm a fan of both those guys to be able to sit down, talk with them, and just hear what they do. And what's awesome, as you guys all hear, you all know, there's some of the – obviously, Flex is undefeated world champion, multi-time Mr. Olympia right. winner. Rob Wolf is one of the brightest minds in the area of nutrition. And I'm not going to put a label on Rob because this man does a lot, but he's one of the brightest minds of our generation right now. And what these guys do mirrors what we do here with the Dolce Diet very, very closely, not just from the nutritional side, but also the approach to lifestyle, the mental motivation, and the day-to-day daily habits that we employ, that we profess over here. That's what these other guys that I never knew before, we find out that we're all doing the same thing at the exact same time in the exact same way. So that really does validate, I think, what we're doing as far as it being the correct protocol. So we're all onto something moving it forward. But I want to hear more about you, your personal training business, and really your personal story. So you've actually been able to change your life. And I want to hear a little bit about what happened. What were you able to do?
Oh, well, listen to this. I sent pictures also. I was always working out, but it was never anything consistent. And the nutrition was out the window, always out the window. That was kind of like, I knew I wasn't eating so great, but, you know, never mind. Just went out partying too much, you know, going out, got in a little bit of trouble. You know, I'm not ashamed to say it. I got in some trouble, got in a lot of fights. Life wasn't going so well, Mike, you know. So I turned on your podcast. Through Joe Rogan's podcast. So I heard about you. I said, all right, I'm going to listen to this because I'm in the MMA and everything. And I listened to how you explained nutrition and how easy it was. And we didn't have to count macros. We didn't have to count calories. It wasn't rocket science here. The principles were so easy to follow. So I took that approach and I started dedicating myself more to my training, more functional fitness, got into it 6 days a week, start eating, and the weight just started falling off. Quit drinking. Quit smoking cigarettes, and now I'm here where I'm at right now, successful, training, helping people, changing lives, preaching the Dolce word. I recommend your book every chance I get to everybody that walks in that door.
Man, I love it, brother.
That's just amazing, man. I mean, really, it's just a life-changing event. Like, you're the one that started this whole thing for me, like, honestly. Like, you and Brandy are so great. You guys seem so personable. You talk real. It's not scripted stuff. You're talking. You're swearing. It doesn't matter. I can feel your excitement. That exudes out through the podcast. And then I try to take that excitement and push it on the others. So it's contagious, man. Now I'm sitting here eating healthy, being lean, loving it. It's excellent.
Bro,
it's because of you, man.
Well, I appreciate what little assistance that we've had in your life, and I give you full credit and full props, man, for activating and getting this done. Because there's a lot of people right now, like you were not too long ago, at a place in life where they could be better. They wanted to be better, but they just were choosing not to be better because the information is out there. You don't need a Mike Dolce or a Michael Kushner per se in your life to get you going. You just need to get going. And then you'll find people like us, coaches like us, that will actually help you. And now I'm actually going back through the email stream and I'm looking at your before and afters, bro. You're fucking ripped.
It's all because of you, man. I did the UFC fit.
Holy shit.
Yeah, man. I got down pretty low, huh?
Yeah. I'm gonna post this photo on our page so everybody can see.
Thanks.
Yeah,
yeah, I kept it down. I'm still sitting at that body fat right now. And, you know, people say, I'll go to the gym. Like, oh, what are you, shooting overroids? No, I'm eating right. I'm like, I can show you how to do this super easy. Just got to keep it positive. Like, once you start eating right, I tell people, your mind changes. Your positivity changes. It keeps the ball rolling. But, yeah, man, you can see those before pictures. A little chubby over there.
It's not about the before. It's about the after. Because once you have that after, you want to show people that you weren't, you know, the shape you used to be in. I love showing people my old pictures because now I'm like, yeah, but look at me now. Boom.
I show people your before pictures all the time. Because they think like, oh, yeah, you know, how am I going to eat this way? Look at this Mike Dolce guy. He's you know, really successful. He's great shape. He's ripped, all this stuff. I said, well, look at him. Look at his struggle now. Read the book. Yep. Read what happened to this guy. Look at what he was doing before himself, eating several pizzas, piling on the cheese, the stories you tell about that, drinking a gallon of milk, eating the tubs of ice cream. said, look at what he's done with himself now.
Yep.
Anyone can do it. You just got to start. That's all you got to do. And once you start, especially with the recipes that are in your books, it feels like you're not eating healthy food. It feels like you're just eating the regular pasta. You're just eating whatever, the breakfast bowl, the Ezekiel bread when you do the East Coast breakfast toast, the pit bull pancakes.
Yep.
You're eating that stuff. You're like, how can this possibly be good for me? But if you look at the ingredients, it certainly is. And the results, you know, obviously they're shown.
Results speakers. That's awesome. And now I'm looking. So you are an NASM certified right. personal trainer. Now I'm reading about your story there. So you started taking the NASM classes November 18th. And on, you know, early February, you passed the NASM exam in a record 23 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. Bro. That's pretty crazy. The guy thought that my computer was broken. He said, what seems to be the problem? Computer busted or froze up? I said, no, I'm finished.
Wow.
And, yeah, you couldn't believe it. You never saw anyone do it that quick. But, I mean, I dedicated myself to it. I set aside 3 hours a day to study. I didn't go out, you know, like go out and forget about it. I had priorities. So that was what was important to me and took care of it. So now I'm continuing my education. I would like to do the Dolce certification. I have to get out to your area.
And where do you live?
I know you got one coming up, but.
What part of the country you live in?
I'm in Chicago, but I'm going to be out in Nevada probably in a few months. I go out for, you know, vacation and whatnot, but it would be worth going out there to get the certification. So.
Absolutely. And we'll keep you posted. Now, I don't want to talk about, because there's a lot of people, because NASM's the only company. I mean, there's some good companies out there. NASM's the only one I really suggest and endorse. I know the people at NASM, and I know the curriculum, and I know their dedication to their trainers, to their educational system, their CEUs and such. So if, for the people listening right now that want to be a trainer, they want to change their life, if you could break down just a little bit of how you studied and prepared for that test to get, because I've never heard, I know a shitload. All the UFC gym trainers have to be NASM certified. So I know a shitload of trainers. I've never heard of anybody finishing the test in under 30 minutes. So, I mean, that's fucking awesome. Well, how did you prepare for
thanks.
It?
Well, honestly, you got to set priorities and parameters in life. So I said, all right, this is the priority in my life, very top priority. This is what's going to get me to what I want to do, my end goal. So I, you plan out your day like I do with my work day and then working out. So I said, all right, I need 8 hours of work, half an hour to home, hour to work. Then I take the remaining 3 hours. So we're going to do this for studying. The key is not to overstudy. Don't try to mash all day in your head because you're just going to jumble the information. So you set aside blocks, like you say, block out your day. So I blocked out 2 to 3 hours a day, Monday through Friday, and just studied. And then the weekends, relax, maybe download a NASM app on your phone, and you can take multiple choice questions, keeping my mind quick on that and being prepared for the test. And then so I just did that for a few months, made sure I read the textbook. I took really detailed notes and illustrations. Just to have, I think, the pen in hand actually writing something out actually helps you grasp concepts better. I don't know what it is, but it seems to help me. And then, I took my alpha brain on the train ride down to the city to take the test.
Yep.
Had some chamomile tea, nice and calm, because I'm not the greatest test taker.
Okay.
Went in there, confident, ready to go. Had a little bit of butterflies in the stomach. But once I've got the first 5 questions finished, and I knew I had the test. I knew it. I mean, I knew everything about it. So it's just something really passionate. It's like you say, Mike, if you're really in love with something, you know, it doesn't really feel like work.
Yep.
And that's what it was. The studying didn't feel like I was obligated, like I had to do it. Like, oh, God, we got to study again today. It's not what it felt like. It was a goal and like a different spot in my life where I wanted to get to. Now, I got a lot of friends and family I'd like to help out with their health and fitness. I want to keep them around for a long time as well as myself. And figure it's a good – you gave me the gift of, you know, this body I got now and the health I have now. So I wanted to kind of spread that out to other people and give back.
Bro, that's fucking awesome. Now, for everybody listening, you're in Chicago. How can people find you if they want to link up and, you know, maybe get a workout in with you, which I definitely suggest. I'm looking at his photos right now. I mean, he passed the NASM in 23 minutes. This dude knows what he's talking about. So how can we start sending some people your way?
Oh, excellent. They can go on my Facebook. First off, which is Michael Kushner, and then or Michael Emilio Kushner.
And I'm going to link to you on our. So I'm going to link to. We had 3 guests on today. I'm going to link to you. I'm going to throw your photos up there too, so people can see what
appreciate
I'm talking
that.
About, bro. You look awesome.
Thank you. And then I have a website to the gym, and that is WarzoneTrainingGround.com. full class schedule up on there, a little detailed summary of what we're about, and then you can click on the top left-hand side of the schedule. You'll see all the classes I instruct, because I also instruct classes. And then I do one-on-one personal training. You can do a consultation, and I'll run over injury history, current living situation, what they're doing, just get to know the client. So those are both two ways they can get a hold of me, and I'd be happy to see them come on in.
Awesome. So warzonetraininggrounds.com, and I'm on the site right now. You can, he's very easy to navigate. You can jump on there and get in touch with Michael, or you can find him on Facebook, Michael Emilio Kushner. We're going to link to him on our Facebook page so everybody can find you. Michael, thank you so much for staying in touch. Thank you for sharing your story, and I want to get you back on regularly. I want to hear a little bit more about what you're doing, how you're growing, and really now that you're at this phase, I'm going to ask you the next time we talk, how are you evolving? Because I know you're not going to stay complacent. I can hear it in your voice. You're at that point now, and I'm at the same way. I'm always at the point that I feel like I know nothing, so I need to learn everything. I need to learn more, and I think you're doing that right now, that once we realize – you know, we know what we don't know, and we know how much better we can be because we've had success, but we can always make it better. So how can we evolve it? How can we perfect it? I got a new client. She's got this metabolic issue or this lifestyle issue. How can we fix and tweak and really and keep honing it and perfecting our craft? So I want to hear really about your personal development now next time we talk.
Excellent, Mike. I appreciate it so much.
Absolutely. Michael, thank you so much, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, and congratulations on the baby.
Oh, thanks, man. We're psyched.
Hi, Mike.
Bye. There we go. Michael Emilio Kushner. That was awesome. So, first time, kind of a dry run here. We just threw it out there. I figured I'd record it and see how you guys like it. Feel free to give us feedback on our Facebook page. I want to hear how this show was. What do you think? Anything you want to hear more specifically? Anything that I can do better? Because this is your show. I am a vehicle for you. I am bringing you information that I think you want to hear. I hope that you want to hear but I want to hear. I want to know what you want to hear. So we're going to keep bringing that your way. And guys, get in touch with us. The Facebook page is our portal. If you're not following us on the Facebook page, and it's easy, facebook.com/TheDolce Diet. We speak directly with you guys. We bring you a ton of information on there. And that's how I'm able to call. These people are part of our Facebook page. That's how they knew to send me the phone number, and that's how we're communicating, and that's why I'm friends with them now on Facebook, and we're going to build relationships. So everybody listening, check out our Facebook page. Get in touch. Stay in touch. What else do we have? I think we're going to wrap up the show right now. Miss Brandy is ready to roll, and I have to feed my pregnant wife. That's very important. Everybody knows what I'm talking about, but only Earth Grown Nutrients. Again, at Honey Salt LV. I think that's their Twitter. On Twitter, at Honey Salt LV. Want to always have to shout out our sponsors for the show, and I'm very proud to announce that I will be in Austin, Texas, November 21st at the Onnit Academy with my good friend Aubrey Marcus, with Joe DeFranco, who now has his training center at the Onnit Academy. There's a partnership there that was recently announced. My brother, Mr. Dwayne Bang Ludwig, I believe, will be there, and a whole list of other stars, except for myself. I'll be the busboy probably at the table to put me back in the kitchen having Dolce cook. All the superstars are out in the front of the house, as our friend Carrie had said earlier. So if you guys are interested, definitely look into that. November 21st, Austin, Texas, the Onnit Academy. Tell them Dolce told you about it. But onnit.com/Dolce. Guys and girls, just type in that URL. Go to the website and see what they have. Put in .com/Dolce and you're going to save 10% off everything you buy, and sometimes even more, sometimes considerably more. Lots of great specials and deals that come out of Onnit. Those are the products I certainly love and endorse. And I'm drinking their MCT oil right now, and it is phenomenal, sourced from coconuts, and I'll do a whole nother show on that. Also, our good friends at CavemanCoffeeCo.com. You know I'm drinking that white gold. Use promo code Dolce. Save 10%. CavemanFoods.com. No relation to Caveman Coffee Co. CavemanFoods.com/Dolce and promo code Dolce. Either way, you're going to get in there. You're going to get hooked up with some of the most delicious bars on the planet. All natural. All super healthy. That's what the Dolces are going to be giving out on Halloween, and the families absolutely love it. And remember, guys, Summerlin, Las Vegas, we have the Dolce Diet Center 2015. We're opening up for people to walk on it. You can come on and sit down with myself, with my staff, with the Dolce dietitian, Samantha Wilkinson, who has been doing an amazing job for us with our elite roster of world-class clients, CEOs, professional athletes, and a few very regular people, which is a great thing. That's really the focus of our business at the Dolce Diet Center, helping people change their life. We also have the online My Diet program. So if you want to get part of that, go to mydiet@thedolcediet.com. That's an email. If you want to be on the Dolce Diet, you want to do what Ronda Rousey does, Johnny Hendricks, Thiago Alves, Vitor Belfort, Gilbert Melendez, Nick Lentz, Mike Pyle, Luke Barnett. The list goes on, Lindsay Valenzuela of the 2013 CrossFit Game runner-up fame and status. Ryan Howard of the Philadelphia Phillies. The list goes on and on. So if you want to join what they're doing, you want to do what they're doing, you want to change their life, mydiet@thedolcediet.com. And don't worry, if you're not a professional athlete, multimillionaire, well, you're not going to pay those prices. We're going to hook you guys up. I'm also on a shout out my good friends at the Juice Standard in Las Vegas on Fort Apache and Peace. That is the only place I go. That's the only place that makes the invincible coffee the way that I like it. That I suggest that the Juice Standard, all cold pressed natural juices. They have the B program, the B healthy, the B energized, and the B invincible. That's the name of the coffee. So you can go in there and tell them Dolce sent you. Hook me up with a B invincible Juice Standard. What else? I think that's it, everybody. 3 weeks of Shredded on sale now. Get it. 7-country international bestseller, number one, boom, changing people's lives, just like you heard right here with our few guests on the show, and it's amazing how many stores there are. It's easy, guys. You can download that shit right now for $9.99 on Kindle, on iTunes. You can download it, have it on your phone, start right away, or you can get the fully complete expanded paperback that has the old version of 3 Weeks to Shred It and the new version. And the old version is fucking kick-ass. The new version is just a different version. They both are awesome. So you can get them all. And you can start right now. There's no excuses. Don't let the holidays drag you down. Use the holiday season to be better, to train, to work hard. Hit January 1st already looking fucking sexy. Don't be a fat ass come January 1st and then have to try and grind your way into February, into March, just to get that flub off your body. That sucks. That sucks. That's horrible. That's terrible. We don't want to do that. Bust your ass now and you can kill yourself, gorge yourself on Thanksgiving. Bust your ass again for the 4 weeks between Thanksgiving and Christmas and go hog wild. Eat like a fucking monster and you're still going to have those fucking flat abs, sexy rear end, ladies, not dudes, the day after Christmas and January 1st, you're going to fucking be summer ready in January. That means you're just going to keep on getting better through the year. That's the goal. That's what we do. That's what I want you to do. And remember, don't count calories. Make calories count. Boom.
Cause you can't, you won't, and you don't stop. Cause you can't, you won't, and you don't stop.